We're a talk radio station. You can hear loud and clear day and night on FM 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM 143. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
Coming up at just after 2 o'clock, we're going to be talking with someone from the American Red Cross about, you know, what the Red Cross is doing to help folks in Joplin, Missouri, and what we can do to help. So we'll talk about that. Now, Ryan, first of all, welcome back.
It's Thanks.
Great to have you back. That was a short maternity break.
Well, you know, I'm not here like for 8 hours or anything, so it's not the most taxing thing in the world. So I think if I was working, you know, 8 to 5 and I had to take my baby to daycare from 8 to 5, I probably would have taken more time. But because I can come and pop in here, you know, for 1 to 3 hours, 4 hours at a time, it's kind of a nice little break and it's good for the baby.
And it's good for mommy, too.
Yeah.
So you have a cousin that lives in Joplin.
Yeah, my cousin Kathleen and her husband Craig and their two kids, they live in Joplin. He's a doctor there. They're from the St. Louis area originally. And so I was kind of out of the loop last night with the new baby and all. I wasn't, you know, in tune to the news until I got up actually to feed the baby at like 1 in the morning. And I started checking, looking at my Facebook on my phone and all that kind of stuff. And I saw this horrifying thing that happened. And I later found out my parents were trying to get a hold of me to let me know, but whatever. But anyway, so I immediately text my cousin Kathleen and I was just like, how are you? What is going on? And sure enough, of course, she was awake. Wouldn't you be? You know, I don't know who could sleep last night after something like that happened. And she said they're completely fine, but they did have to spend, you know, a few hours going through strangers' homes looking for dead or injured people in their neighborhoods and around their neighborhoods. This tornado hit 2 blocks from their house. They said that they live on, like, 32nd Street. It hit at 30th Street.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, just 2 blocks away from their house, it touched down. They were fine. She said they're in the basement. She said at that time at 1:30 in the morning when I was text messaging with her, she said half the neighborhood kids were at their house sleeping over right then because so many people had lost their homes.
Oh.
And so I know all the neighborhood kids were there. They had to go and they were looking for injured. They didn't say they didn't find any, you know, people who didn't make it. She was thankful that she didn't come across something like that. But her husband, again, is a doctor and he does not work at the hospital that was destroyed.
Completely wiped out, yeah.
He worked, I guess there's two hospitals, and he works at the other hospital.
Okay.
So there is another hospital in the area that I guess was just packed, but her husband, Craig, had to walk to the hospital last night because he couldn't get, you know, he couldn't get around, he couldn't get there for whatever reason, so he ran to the hospital, and he has just been there ever since, really, working around the clock, trying to help out. He says the amount of people there is just unreal at the hospitals.
Well, because the folks from the hospital that got hit was St. John's, and so they probably transported all of those folks over to his hospital.
You're right, exactly.
Or at least those who needed immediate care or anything like that.
Exactly.
Oh,
and, you know, we were going to try to get her on the radio today. I wasn't sure if it'd be too much to ask her or what, but I did text message her. We tried to get her on the radio, but she said cell phone service is down. There's no way she can even call, and power is out, and her phone's about dead. The only thing she can do right now is text message. I'm assuming that's because, like, the internet connection to her phone. But when we were text messaging, she also said that her church is completely destroyed and her children's school is completely destroyed, like, down to the ground. She said that she was up last night listening to the radio. Half the neighborhood kids were over there. Again, no power. Her husband made it to the hospital to help out. So I'm just going through text messages she sent me. She said she does have one of her really good friends, Justin, is fine as well. I know him as well. But she said that he didn't have a basement. There's a lot of people in there around their area that didn't have a basement. And he was laying in the bathtub with about 5 pillows over himself and made it. And I heard somebody else as well on the Today Show today saying, again, they didn't have a basement and they got in their bathtub. But again, their friend Justin was fine. But then I asked her again right before we went on the air. She said it's still storming there, which, I mean, is not a good thing because nobody has cover. I mean, there's not, where is everyone going?
Yeah.
Then she said, I asked her if there's anything, you know, people should know. And she said that we probably know more than she does because, again, there's no power there. And they're just trying to listen to the radio and get information.
Okay.
But again, she said her husband had to run all the way to the hospital last night. He said the amount of people at the hospital last night was just unreal. And this was the really, really sad part that got me. The Joplin High School graduation had just finished, and everyone was leaving the high school in their cars.
Ugh.
So the amount of people that were in their cars when this tornado touched down was just huge. I mean, it was just huge. And then she went on to say that one person they know very well was sucked out of the window of his car, and they still can't find him. And he had just graduated. He was like 18 years old.
Oh, my God.
So that's how serious, what serious stuff we're talking about here. And, I mean, I know that I hear these things happen around the country, and it sometimes, you know, it doesn't penetrate emotionally as much as it should, you know, but now that I know somebody and I know some of their friends in this area, it's just gut-wrenching and heart-wrenching, you know, that this can happen. And she said that most of the people there lost both of their home and their business. So they have nothing left. And,
Oh gosh. And you know, and sometimes we'll gripe because it's Monday, but, it's Mondays like this where there's no reason to gripe. The fact that they missed that tornado is incredible considering where it touched down.
Right, yeah. She said that it touched down at 30th and Schifferdeck, and they live at 32nd and Schifferdeck, just two blocks away.
Yeah, and so now their home has become a shelter for the neighborhood kids who don't have a home anymore.
Right. They had two kids, and I want to say around the age of 10 or so, and 10, 12. They said all the neighborhood kids were sleeping over in their basement last night because so many of them had lost their home.
And, you know, and it's times like this that people come together and, okay, I've got a home, I've got shelter here. But I just can't imagine what you were saying is that because they don't have electricity, that the main problem they're having right now is just getting that information in. And so I can imagine you're being very helpful by letting her know what you know and the things that you're hearing.
Right. And I think if they're just mostly in survival mode right now. And I think the thing to remember, too, about this tornado is that this happened in a relatively small town, a very small town. I mean, I don't know who's ever actually heard of Joplin, Missouri before. It's so small.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I had because I had my cousin there, but it just was a smaller town in the Midwest, obviously. But it's a type of town that's not, I don't think it's as small as, I think it's smaller than Champaign-Urbana, but it's a type of place where there's just a lot of mom and pop type businesses. It's not a bunch of corporations, you know, running the town. It's a smaller town where there's family-owned restaurants, family-owned shops, much like here, you know, and yeah. When that type of stuff gets wiped out, it's not just hurting again some big corporation that had some sort of bricks and mortar store there. These are people's livelihoods. Mm-hmm. These are, you know, neighbors, friends, the type of town where everybody knows everybody.
Mm.
And not that it makes it any worse than if it happened in, you know, a major city, but to me it just tugs at my heartstrings a little bit more to know that it happened someplace like that, you know, where so much of the town was run by people on their own dime,
mm-hmm.
and that was their livelihood.
Yeah, just a tragedy, and of course our donations to the American Red Cross will help the folks in Joplin, the folks down south who are still dealing with the destruction, and of course we've got flooding victims too. So coming up, we're going to be chatting with Jamie Davis. She's the emergency services coordinator for the American Red Cross. And we'll touch base with her just after 2 o'clock. We're going to take a break. We've got your Fox News update coming up here at the top of the hour. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Don't forget, we're online, myconnectfm.com. You can get your Fox News headlines there. We're also on Facebook, MyConnect FM.